Hello, and welcome to Presenting, a podcast where we chat about various topics related to role-playing games, usually Paizo products such as Starfinder and Pathfinder, but also others. With me today is Dustin Knight. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on. Can't wait to get to it.
Yeah. So it's finally, you know, it's funny that we've been working together for a while, and this is the first chance that we've really talked much face-to-face. I mean, we've kind of been on a couple of streams and stuff, but not really had much time to converse. So I'm looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, I've noticed that as well.
All right. So Dustin is a very active member on the No Direction Network, where he writes Fox's Cunning, as well as other articles about Pathfinder and other RPGs. He's also a freelance author with several works completed for Paizo and third-party publisher Everybody Games. So Dustin, can you tell us about how you got started with the No Direction Network, and in particular, what led you to start some of the projects that you have done there?
Well, when I moved down to South Carolina, my gaming group, the Pathfinder Society group I found, was about an hour away. So that gave me a lot of time to listen to podcasts to and from game night. Started listening to No Direction around then and joined their Discord, since I at the time was always looking for more Pathfinder Discords to join. It was about 2017. And then earlier in the next year, I sent a direct message to Alex Agunis and started asking him about books he'd written, his design process, asking him questions, sometimes just ranting about Pathfinder. And at some point or another, either listening to him or Owen, Casey Stevens, on No Direction, talking about if you want to get involved, you need to start a blog. I registered my first blog, kitsunemori.com. It's now rather inactive since I could just link everything to No Direction. But I just started writing my thoughts down, mostly about Pathfinder Society. It got popular when I would review the additional resources, which are what books come out that you're allowed to play in organized play. And I would take a hard look at all the new options, how they interact with popular options, and what didn't get legalized and what did. And people really appreciated that, because the only other way to view the additional resources wasn't friendly for people with small screens or color blindness. And I just started later when between additional resources releases, I would just write articles about builds or different character types or different styles of GMing. And it was just mild popularity, mostly among the online organized play groups. And then in October 2019, I was invited onto a No Direction show after one of my articles went a little viral, which was all about I took all the information from the Lost Omens character guide and reviewed everything in there that would quote unquote change the game forever. Like, you know, oh, archetypes could get skill feats now, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they were so impressed with the in-depth review, they brought me on the podcast and asked me my thoughts on page by page kind of review of the book. And I clicked well enough that they brought me on to write an article during the guest blogger takeover. Mm-hmm. And I wrote an article about downtime, and it was successful enough that they asked me to continue on as a regular writer. And my first Fox's Cunning article was released on Halloween 2019. I did a summary of the first errata for Pathfinder 2. And after that, just every couple of weeks, I'd post another article about toolkits, builds, pop culture conversions, largely focusing on what new things had come out from Paizo and how you could use them in your game, regardless of what kind of game you play.
So that's actually really interesting, because I did not know that you joined literally probably like 4 or 5 months before we joined the network. You know, all the Intrepid Heroes folks. I thought you'd just been here forever. I had no idea.
Yeah. I feel like I get that a lot. Even at PaizoCon, there were a lot of people who were kind of shocked that, oh, you've never, you know, like, you've never written anything before Pathfinder 2, or, you know, I feel like I've seen you around somewhere, but I'm not sure where. But yeah, it's been a lot of lurking, kind of biding my time, waiting when to strike.
Yeah, I think it's Facebook. I think you do a lot on Facebook, and I think maybe that's what's been, you know, bringing you to the forefront of everybody's mind all the time. So, what when you talk about foxes cunning? So what? It basically you're talking Pathfinder to what? What do you look at? Is there a particular format you have, or a particular emphasis, or is it just all things the second edition?
It is pretty much all things second edition, to be honest. When we chose the name, I wanted something that was general enough that I could write about whatever struck my fancy that week. It has tended to go towards game advice and tips. There's been no real in-character writing. It is definitely an advice column for games, but there's also quite a bit of reviews for new products. And of course, I also wrote my my boon cards and other free accessory items you could use to enhance your Pathfinder Society games.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm going to actually put you on the spot here. So I am primarily a Starfinder player, as probably most people who know me know. But because I've been doing all these conventions, I get all these game vouchers for stuff. So I've been buying all the Pathfinder second edition hardcovers and PDFs just so I have them. What is, and I've dabbled a little bit in like Age of Ashes. I played a little bit with some friends. But what's a good way for somebody like me who's played D&D a bunch but doesn't play a lot of second edition to jump in and really get a good sense of it? I've been really trying to wrap my head around the best way to jump in and learn the rules pretty kind of without investing a tremendous amount of time doing it, though. Because Starfinder's my main thing, but I feel like I need to get a better grounding in second edition. How would you advise somebody like me to do that?
Well, I feel like there's never really been a better time to get in second edition than right now, because Pathfinder Society has been hitting it out of the park, and there are online conventions, it feels like, every weekend. If you latch on to any of those online conventions, you could easily find a second edition Pathfinder Society game, and it would take maybe 30 minutes to kind of understand the rules of generating your first level character and make your first level character. Or you could just take a pre-gen and go ahead and play Pathfinder Society. If you only have an hour, they have hour-long bounties and quests, and they're a great introduction to the system. The community is real solid, and there's always people willing to help and willing to play. But especially with Pathfinder 2nd Edition, to really understand what makes it tick and what makes it such a magical game, you really also have to GM it, which Pathfinder Society is great for, since, you know, you just GM an hour-long game. It's, you know, only have to read 11 or 12 pages. There's people all over these conventions will give you Roll20 tables, copies of their Roll20 tables that have all the tokens and maps already in there. So you don't even have to do that if you go to these conventions and ask around long enough. So
that sounds like the stock answer that you would give anybody. Now, yeah. I've GM'd a whole bunch, and I understand how to make characters in Pathfinder 2nd Edition, you know, and I've kind of read through the books. I guess what I'm asking for is, what's a good shortcut to figuring out all the nuanced differences between 1st Edition and 2nd Edition? Has somebody made a shortcut between those two for somebody making the switch to understand it? And if they haven't, then somebody should.
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult conversion. I'd say it's as difficult as the conversion from Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition to Dungeons & Dragons 3rd Edition. That was a really harsh conversion as well. Which this is along the same lines. It definitely feels like you're still playing Pathfinder, especially because the setting is so solid. But there are enough distinctions between the two games that it can be a tough sell if all somebody wants to play is 1st Edition Advanced. This isn't 1st Edition Advanced. You could go ahead and continue playing 1st Edition. I still play 1st Edition. It's a fine game. Second Edition is its own game, just as much as Starfinder and Pathfinder are their own games.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that. You know, I'm still, because, you know, my regular play, so I have a couple AP groups, and I was in an AP group for 2nd Edition, but for health reasons, I actually had to drop out of it. And then they filled my spot, so now that I'm healthy, I can't get back into it. So it's like, oh, man, I don't want to go play with a bunch of other people I don't know because I'm such a noob with second edition. So it's like, okay, what am I going to do here? So I'm actually trying to talk Ron Lundeen into running a second edition AP so I can jump into that. And so I think he might do that. Anyway, so moving on, you have developed, designed, and written for Everybody Games and Paizo. Can you tell us about your journey to becoming a freelance author? You know, you said you were like writing blogs and stuff. How did you go from that to now writing for both Paizo and for Everybody Games?
I mean, I've been wanting to write role-playing games since, I don't know, fourth grade or so. It's been like, oh man, that would be so awesome. But I was a little too much of a realist with myself to the point of just being an outright pessimist where it's like, oh, well, nobody really, you know, only one in a million probably gets paid to actually write games, you know. but after my stint in South Carolina and doing more research into the industry and after years of writing material just for me and my friends, I decided to take the plunge. I moved here to Washington in February of 2019. And very shortly after, 2 months, 3 months later at PaizoCon, I got really lucky. Through Pathfinder Society, I joined a group of Australian Pathfinder Society players who got a bed and breakfast so we could all play some very high-level society games together for three or four days before the convention. And Tanya contacted us from Paizo and asked us to if we wanted a tour of the Paizo offices. So because I was the only one there with a car on this continent, I got to go through the offices, talk to her for a bit, and then that upped my confidence level that during the convention, I was able to sit down with Owen, Casey Stevens, and Alex Agunas, who Alex had also joined us for some of the high-level play, and just start pitching ideas and watching them talk to all these other big designers whose names I've only ever seen on the front of my books. And just learning how to kind of network by watching that. And that was the main way I got in with Everybody Games. Now, Paizo itself, again, same convention. I got super lucky. I was GMing the Pathfinder Society scenario Slaver's End, which was written by Vanessa Hoskins. It's a really fun scenario, but it can be really challenging to GM if the players go completely off the rails, which mine did, of course. And I felt I did a pretty good job. And afterward, one of the players was thanking me and asking me about my convention experience. And I showed them some of my work that I had made just for my high level character. It was like a character folio and some graphic design work, and talked about my experiences. And it turns out this was Tanya's husband, Christopher Woolridge. And he brought me over to see Tanya. And I had no idea they were related before this. And Tanya liked my work and showed me off to Linda Zayas Palmer at Paizo. That felt like the most important connection I made at the convention. In addition to, you know, I passed out business cards to everybody in a blue shirt. But that was definitely felt like the door that got me in. As a few months later, I was given my first assignment, Wayfinder Origins. And then a few months after that, as John Compton would put it, your second assignment is your most important because that means we know we could trust you. I was given the Crashing Waves assignment, which is a scenario coming out in October.
Nice, nice. And that's been announced already.
Yes, yes. It has a product page.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. So when you went to PaizoCon, and this was not the one online, it was the one previous to the one online, right?
Yeah, this was 2019. This right. was the in real life one.
Right. And you had already been working for Everybody Games at that point?
No. That was when I first met Alex in real life. And I suggested, man, I wish this Pathfinder second edition coming out, I wish we had feat cards for it. And he was like, oh, that's a good idea. And I'm like, yeah, I could. I'm a graphic designer. I'd love to make them for you if you have artwork you could give me. And he's like, yeah, I have tons of art from my past products. And then we started talking about other book ideas, and he got me started with writing skill feats.
And so what have you done for Alex so far?
Those are the two things I've done that are released. Got some other stuff on the fire. But yeah, there are five or six books of skill feats for Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Athletics, acrobatics, stealth, etc. And a series of feat cards, which are cards that have all the features and feats of your classes for rogue, fighter, cleric, and we should have Wizard coming out shortly. There's been, of course, some production stalls because of how things are right now, but...
Excellent. So now, you mentioned this, you're a graphic designer, so you've previously studied graphic design, philosophy, English, architecture. That's quite a wide range. How does this help you as a game designer and writer?
Well, when I started in college, I initially applied for architecture. I did it for about 3 years, but I realized after 3 years I was only in it because it was difficult. And realizing that if I make a mistake, people might die, it wasn't for me. That being said, the whole design part of it really opened me up to being able to use my kind of natural talent for three-dimensional thinking, and not to mention learning a lot about map design, or, you know, building design that could be translated over to map design by thinking about how people will use spaces and how they move about spaces. And of course, architecture taught me how to burn the midnight oil. You will go 72 hours before you get to sleep, as a common schedule during architecture, just to have your stuff thrown across the room by an angry professor who's trying to get you to quit because they have to narrow down from 90 students to 3 in 4 years. and being able to form and take constructive criticism is the other thing that after architecture, I could take it. You could say anything you want about my products, and I will actually, I'll try to take something from it, but I'm not going to argue with you. I completely understand where you're coming from. And if you ever want advice from me, go ahead and ask me, and I will tell you exactly what I think about it.
Well, I was going to say, along those lines, do you have advice for people interested in getting into writing or designing for RPGs?
Do it now. Write that blog, join every Discord you can, talk to everybody, pitch ideas. Even if you write up, nobody will remember a bad idea. Assuming you could drop it. what's important is that you strike as early as possible and don't second guess yourself. Everybody in the industry has imposter syndrome. Most everybody feels their work isn't that good. Just start getting it out there and you'll find a fan base and you'll improve. The worst thing to do is to just stall. I wish I had started this whole journey like 4 years ago.
So do you write regularly for other things? I mean, so do you like keep a journal on your own of ideas and stuff and kind of flesh things out? Do you do homebrew? You know, what other writing do you do to help kind of keep those creative juices going?
Well, for about 10 or 15 years, I wrote on a lot of free message board role-playing games, largely systemless, but after a couple of years, they'd always ask me to be a staff member. Then a couple of years later, I'd start writing systems for them. I've gotten out of that since I got out of Pathfinder Society. And since then, it's just every time I get an idea, I'll write it down in a Google Doc or a Word doc or a flashcard. I always keep a pile of flashcards on my desk. Just got to keep creating. Even if an idea is bad, just getting it there on paper gets it out of your head so you can fill it with your head with other stuff.
So kind of what's next for Dustin? You know, what do you first see for yourself in the future? And then what are you working on that you can talk about it, maybe in general terms, if not specific terms?
Well, in general terms, I want to make more accessories to help make the Pathfinder 2nd Edition experience easier for people who are used to other games. I wish I could be more specific about that, but I really enjoy seeing people use my stuff. I mean, that's kind of the whole reason I like doing this, is I want to imagine, I want to know that people are, I want to know that I'm making people's lives happier. I mean, that's what it all comes down to, is wanting to create an experience for people. In more specifics, I'm doing the Smash Finder tournament, which I'm really excited about because I always wanted to participate in like a Twitch competitive-ish Pathfinder thing. So I was really excited to jump onto that project.
Right. Talk a little bit more about that. And has it been announced that we're doing this thing?
I asked in the Discord, can I talk about this on an interview? Right. They said, talk it up. We have a Twitter feed open about it.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So a bunch of different teams from different podcasts are coming together to create character Pathfinder second edition characters to fight in a in character arena over Twitch. We are still in the process of making characters and talking out strategy secretly among one another, but it will be interesting to see what kind of craziness we all get into. Since it looks like everybody's taken a pretty a fun approach getting into character and whatnot. In fact, if you check the Twitter feed for Smashfinder, you'll see a lot of interaction with the Pathfinder pantheon of deities that like to roleplay there on Twitter. As teams ask for blessings from different deities.
Is there a date for it?
No. Okay. No, not at all.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. All right. And what else with you? What else is going on with you? So you have a couple of projects here. What else keeps you busy during this pandemic?
So a lot of writing's keeping me busy during this. Sasha Harving on Facebook did a open call for designers looking to write a book that will go towards the Chicago Justice Fund, theming all around freedom and equality and justice, called The Librem Libris. That she is currently working on right now, working on finalizing right now, and should be out shortly. And then I'm still trying to really get a hold of all the nuances of the Pathfinder 2nd Edition system. I mean, I've been kind of almost religiously touting it all over Discord and Facebook and Twitter, but this system is it's so deceptively nuanced and difficult that I really appreciate the excuse to just stay indoors all day reading books, reading blogs, and pondering the mechanics of this. Outside of Pathfinder, I've been doing a lot more cooking, experimenting with whatever foods I could still get delivered to me. And I've been actually tackling sorting my Magic the Gathering collection after years and years of just thousands and thousands of cards sitting in boxes under my bed.
All right. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of interesting things going on. I really appreciate you joining me on this podcast today. It's, you know, I've been interviewing a lot of folks here, and I think you're going to be around my 40th person or so. And I'm just now starting to get to some of the folks on the No Direction Network. And so you're actually one of the first people that I'm officially interviewing as part of the No Direction Network, though I've interviewed Alex and Owen and a couple other folks in the past. But thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.